You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from Evangelist Pat Montgomery of Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima.
Praise the Lord, my friends, and a very seasoned greeting to you. I thank and praise God for yet another opportunity to be in your homes, your cars, your office, wherever you might be this morning. And to God be the glory for allowing us to come and speak one more time. We have an exciting lesson on today, and even though there's a lot of emphasis on Christmas and the scenario surrounding Christ's birth, and of course we want to acknowledge that, we thank God Jesus the Christ was born. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Praise God. "And there will be no end to the increase of his government or his peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, if you want to get more substance about the specifics concerning his birth, his lineage, you can go to the book of St. Matthew. You can go to the gospel according to Luke, and you can find out exactly what the Bible shares as it relates to the birth and the coming of our soon coming King. But right now, we just want to celebrate Jesus. We thank God that we have a day that we can come as a united front to celebrate him and the power of his resurrection, how he came and lived. He showed us how to live. He set the perfect example for us. And then because men were not ready to receive the truth, just like a lot of men today are not able to receive the truth, he was killed. He died. He was nailed to an old rugged cross. But I thank God after 3 days, God raised him from the dead. And according to John 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, once again, I'd like to emphasize that I do celebrate. I celebrate Christmas, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I came today with a deeper meaning, this being towards the end of the year, the last month in the year, December. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about the Holy Temple, which is our bodies, those of us born again believers in Jesus Christ, our bodies, because the Bible says that our bodies are a holy temple. And everywhere we go, we represent the church because we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And with that, with Jesus came the Holy Spirit. And so wherever we go with the saving grace and power of Jesus the Christ. And we are commissioned, praise God, to share him with others. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a Christmas song that says, "Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, what we're going to speak a little bit on is the Holy Temple, which we are born again, baptized believers in the Holy Spirit, which we get once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And for those of you that have been listening to my last few teachings on the Holy Spirit, we discovered, praise God, the work of the Holy Spirit. And there are many, many areas where the Holy Spirit functions in our lives. And bottom line, it is because of the Holy Spirit we live, we move, praise God, and we have our being. So we had an exciting series on the Holy Spirit. But today we're going to talk a little bit about our holy temples. The Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" That means that the seat of the Holy Spirit is in us, and he lives in us and speaks through us and walks and talks with us. And so the outcome, our outward appearance, praise God, should look like Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, there is a song that asks a question, and it says, "What can wash away my sins? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus." And when I say we need to clean the house, as I said, we're coming to the end of another year. If the Lord says the same, and I believe he will, because there's so much work that yet needs to be done for kingdom building. We need to get rid of some things. And I submit to you today that you open up your Bibles the first opportunity you get and read that whole entire third chapter of Colossians. And you will find in that chapter what spiritual gifts you need to put on, and these gifts will enable you to put off some things. We don't want to enter into the new year with some of the same old garbage that we carried around this year, praise God, and last year and year before, heaven forbid, praise God. We want to go into the new year clean and ready to serve in the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. Now, I realize we live in an age where crime and sin is running rapid. The devil is going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour, according to St. John 10:10. But we have the victory because, according to Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives us strength. Hallelujah. Then St. John 4:4 says, "We belong to God, little children, and we have overcome him," meaning Satan, the devil, "because greater is he that is in us," praise God, "than he that is in the world." Blessed be the name of the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? So we want to start getting rid of some things, some baggage. Over in the book of Hebrews, it talks all about we want to lay aside every sin and weight that so easily besets us. It takes us off the mark of the prize of the higher calling, which is found only in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope you just allow me to teach for a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I know that some of you have lost loved ones this year, and you don't feel like you want to go on, and you know that death, that loss has caused you to be in a slump, and you don't have that person around to pat you on the back and say, "You go, girl," or "You go, man." But I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit is here and in you. He will energize you. He will help you to get up, turn around, place your feet on solid ground, and you'll be able to get back into the race. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, even though this is a message that perhaps brings some conviction, those things that you need to put off, such as lying and cheating and adultery and fornication and covetousness and gossiping and backbiting and slandering, and the list goes on and on and on. But we can put those things off in the name of Jesus. We can be delivered. Hallelujah. How can we be delivered, evangelist? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Bible says we've overcome him. It's in the book of Revelation. We've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, who is Jesus, and by the words of our testimony. Oh, yeah, my friends. You need to run and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus, how you didn't think you were all gonna make it, but God made a way. You were down to your last dime, and somehow or another, God opened up a financial avenue, and you were able to pay that bill. You were able to pay your car payment. You were able to put food in the cabinet. You were able to pay your rent, your mortgage. You were able to put clothes on your back and the back of your children, your righteous seed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And speaking about your righteous seed, pray over your righteous seed. You know your righteous seed are your children, right? Praise God. Yeah. And some of us are grandparents, so we have righteous seed. And on down through 14 generations, the Bible teaches that they will be blessed, but we got to keep them covered. Don't worry about the smoke screens that the devil try to show you that your children are not going to amount to anything. The devil is a liar. He is the father of lies. He is a liar from the beginning. From the first deception of Adam and Eve in the garden, he is a liar. So when you look at your children and it don't seem like your prayers are being answered, just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Keep on teaching them, training them up in the way they should go. And the Bible says when they're older, they will not turn and they will not forget that spiritual foundation that you are responsible for making sure that they get. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in closing, my brothers and my sisters, I would just like to say now, while we're busy cleaning up our temples, our body, which is where the Holy Spirit lives, I just want to encourage some of you out there to know that it's all right for you to clean your physical house too. Amen. Amen. I know I'm speaking to someone out there right now because I feel this by an unction of the Holy Spirit. Ladies, some of you out there believing for husbands, that man comes to date you one time, takes a look at your home, and you haven't heard from him from that day since because he tripped over something and almost broke his neck. So you need to clean up your house. And then men, the same applies to you. You call yourself, got yourself set up in your bachelor pad. It's okay to clean it up. You don't have to just let shaky's boxes just keep stacking up. And you're drinking whatever you're drinking. I'm not going to get into that. But you know, and God knows. But the word today is to continue to celebrate Jesus, not just this Christmas season, but every day of the year, because Jesus is the reason for the season and every other season of your life. Because without Jesus, we have no hope. If he had stayed dead, we would have no hope. But thank God, after 3 days, he got up out of the tomb. He came out of the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And once you place your hand into the hand of the man with the master plan and clean up your house, the only way is up. You can go up with Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I pray that something that I've said or read has been a blessing to you on today. And just remember, you can do it because God says you can. And remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.